Visitors traveling by car to Uptown Greenville for midday shopping or dining might have to park a couple blocks away from their destination. For instance, patrons shopping or eating at Coastal Fog, an interior design store and cafe located near Pitt County Courthouse, aren't likely to find an open parking spot on the same block. Co-owner Marty Vainwright says while business has been good, the primary complaint she hears from customers is difficulty finding parking.
Whenever I see someone that says that they enjoy the market or they've been here, they say that they would come more often, but typically when they come downtown, they circle around the block several times and they can't find a parking place, and that they just choose to go to one of the chain stores for their lunch, not in the uptown area.
Vainwright's observation isn't surprising based on a parking study that reveals major deficits in short-term parking in Uptown Greenville. Of the 637 off-street public parking spaces in the city's Central Business District, less than half are available for just anyone visiting the area, while most of them are designated for city staff or downtown employees and residents who lease the spaces. Michael Connor of Walker Parking Consultants led the 8-month-long study. He recommends the city concentrate leased parking spaces along the fringes of Uptown to free up spots for visitors who want to eat or shop in the district.
Short-term parkers, people going to lunch or going to shopping, they're not going to walk 3 or 4 blocks when they only park for, 1 or 2 or 3 hours. But long-term parkers like employees and students and others, they tend to accept longer walking distances. All right, well then let's encourage those longer parkers to park in peripheral locations so that those core front door parking facilities are available.
The study also revealed a bias favoring downtown employees when it comes to on-street parking. While most of this parking is restricted to 2-hour time limits, many employees can purchase a $75 e-tag from the city and occupy one of those spaces all day. Connor says this policy hurts retail stores in particular because curbside parking is the lifeblood for those businesses. And that's why he recommends the city start phasing out its e-tag program next year.
Seeing that a lot of employees and other long-term parkers are consuming those valuable curbside spaces. And so by improving the turnover of those spaces, just like the seats of a restaurant turning over, more folks coming to Uptown will find an available space, will pull over, they'll see a cute shop or a neat restaurant, and they'll say, hey, let's grab a sandwich, let's take a look at that, the goods and services that they offer.
To oversee these changes, Connor suggests the city hire what he calls a parking champion, which is basically someone who manages parking and serves as a liaison between the city and downtown business owners and residents.
There wasn't anybody to pick up the phone and call to say, hey, we need 4-hour parking on this street, not 2-hour parking. Who do I talk to? Or, gee, my customers complain of getting a parking ticket because they had to park for 3 hours in a 2-hour space. How do we change what we do? And without having that single point of contact, a business owner, a resident, a customer gets frustrated because they don't know who to talk to.
Bianca Schoneman, who sits on the city's Public Transportation and Parking Commission, says she thinks hiring a parking manager serves as ground zero for providing adequate public parking downtown. She says she likes another recommendation from the parking study, and that's installing individual parking meters along Uptown Greenville's busiest streets.
It sends a clear message. This is a paid parking space, and those should be in our most highly trafficked areas, along Evans Street, along Fifth Street, and the places where people want to see the turnover.
Schoneman is also the president of Uptown Greenville, which is a nonprofit that promotes economic and cultural development in the district. She says this parking study comes at a time when the city's urban core is experiencing tremendous growth.
We have announced $623 million in public and private investment that will come online over the next several years. So by 2019, our residential population will be at 2,500 people. When I started with Uptown Greenville in 2012, our population downtown was 545 people.
Some of these projects include a public transportation hub, 2 large student housing developments, a theater on West 5th Street, and a proposed 5,000-seat amphitheater in the city's town common. Greenville's economic development manager, Roger Johnson, says while it's necessary to provide adequate parking for planned development, it's also important to invest in parking infrastructure to attract new private investment.
When a community invests in a parking structure, it removes that responsibility of capital from that private investor and it puts it onto the public, it allows the private community to invest in a community, and then it creates a place where all can enjoy, be it a hotel or restaurants.
While proposed changes like phasing out the ETAG program and reducing the number of leased parking spaces can happen in the short term, Johnson says building additional parking garages and installing parking meters could take years to complete. And before any of this work can begin, Greenville City Council members must approve these parking recommendations when they meet in January. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.